Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend bets against your team, end the friendship. Or choose chill because you're drinking Coors Light with your buddy. Coors Light, choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
We're getting you ready for the game on The Build Up with news from around the league, interviews, highlights, and more. Here's your host, Ted Ramey.
All right, what's happening, everybody? We are getting ready for the Sharks' second preseason game of the year, and we are looking back at the first game. And if you're like me, you had the reaction of, hey, I think this Macklin Celebrini kid can play. And I try to find a nice balance when I talk about Macklin right now, because I do not want to put too much pressure on him and Will Smith and Quentin Musty and Shakir Mukhmudulin and William Eklund. And we go down this list of guys that we're putting into this savior role for the franchise. And that is a byproduct of excitement, like we talked about in the first episode of The Build-Up. And it's also a byproduct of these guys and their high draft status and representing the future. But again, I try to find that balance because I know that all of these guys understand that the franchise is projecting so much onto them and putting so much weight on their shoulders. That said, it was hard not to watch Macklin Celebrini the other night, or Luca Cagnoni, or Quentin Musty, and, you know, we can go down the list, and not feel excited, because you saw Macklin Celebrini goal. The clapper was great. I have no, you know, reaction to that other than, wow, that was a nice shot. But the one that really made me impressed was the goal to set up Tyler Toffoli, and that was just a professional's pass. That's the only way you can talk about it. That was the type of play that you saw it happen and you said to yourself, yeah, that's an NHL play. That's not a rookie play. That's not a talent play. That is a guy who understands what was happening at that point in time in the game. And I saw a great comment on Reddit, and I forget who put it there, but it was in the Sharks subreddit, and the guy said that the thing they liked so much about the pass was that Macklin waited until the exact moment where the defender turned his head off to Foley, and that's exactly when Celebrini shot the puck in there, and then Toffoli was right there to make the goal happen. And, you know, it's spot on. Great analysis. I forget whoever said that, but yeah, I mean, it was just perfect timing, perfect awareness, perfect vision, perfect placement. And I know that you have the reaction of, Ted, pump the brakes, it's the preseason. But, you know, when you see a nice play, you got to compliment it. You know, I can't tell you that it's going to happen like that as easily when it's, you know, in the NHL for real, but to watch a play like that happen, even if it's the preseason, it makes you very, very eager to see what the future holds for Macklin Celebrini. And just to get a little bit of a taste, a goal and an assist from him in a moment where he's trying to prove to the coaches that he belongs, that he's trying to show the general manager that the investment in him for the future and the draft pick was the right choice all along. Yeah, it's easy to see why these things happen. It's easy to see why the investment was made, and he is showing them that it was a good choice. So congrats to Macklin for having a good debut, and we'll get to see more. I don't know the specific lineup for tonight's game as of yet, but I am hoping we will see Will Smith in this one and see some of those other members of the San Jose Sharks out there. And for anyone saying, oh, well, the Sharks didn't have an overall great game, they fell behind early, yeah, these things are relatively true, but that is what I put more weight on the preseason. And also, the Sharks have just had so much roster turnover. They've got so many young new guys. It's hard to really look at anything from that preseason game and say that it has overlap into the regular season beyond. They're getting in shape. They're getting ready. Yes, Macklin Celebrini made some nice plays. Yes, Luca Cagnoni made some nice plays. Again, it's hard to take away too much from that. It's the preseason, but it was exciting just to get a look at some of these young players and get an idea of what they're going to be bringing in the future. Luca Cagnoni also showed that a lot of the excitement that's been felt about him is potentially for real. Getting two assists, playing a purposeful style of hockey, getting involved in the play. And no, he was not perfect throughout the entirety of the game, but, you know, it gave you an idea that the pipeline and the development pathway that the Sharks have in place right now is working. And as much as we all want the Sharks to be a team that is ready to contend for a cup in the here and now, they are not there yet, but you are seeing these players that are likely going to populate the future of the San Jose Sharks. So to see Cagnoni and Celebrini and a guy like William Eklund out there, a Cardwell, a Dickinson, a Musty, a Graf, it was an impressive performance across the board when we're talking about the younger guys that were out there. And, you know, there were a couple of plays by Mikael Granlund the other night where he showed that, yeah, last year was not a fluke, that he has been able to re-find and recapture aspects of his game. Same thing with Tyler Toffoli. He looked like he was ready and raring to go, and I loved the pairing of him and Macklin Celebrini. Cody Ceci, looked like he was comfortable and getting involved and learning some of his new teammates. And, you know, we can go down the list and talk about all these players, but overall, I think that the Sharks looked like a preseason performance the other night with a lot of guys who had not previously played together, and I'm fine with that. The preseason is for learning. The preseason is for figuring out your teammates. The preseason is for figuring out who is going to populate this roster when we get to the start of the season on October 10th, for figuring out where guys need to go in their development pathway, and for everyone just to get an idea of where they are in their development right now. It's not like we're wondering whether or not Tyler Toffoli is going to be on the Sharks this year. That question goes down to the younger guys, some of the bubble guys, and that's how it's got to be. You've got to figure out where guys are. You have to see deficiencies. You have to see strengths. You have to see where guys have improved from a previous training camp. However you're looking at it, right now is a time for evaluation for the regular season, not some sort of a indictment on where the Sharks are or are not at this point in time. I think it's important to remember that this is a work in progress. And for me personally, I am going to treat it like a work in progress and try not to over and or underreact to anything that we might see out there on the ice from, you know, now till the end of the season. If they overachieve and end up having a much better season than we expect, I'm going to be very happy with that. If they are more in line with my own expectations, then I am still going to be quote unquote happy with that as long as I see a continued improving product. And this is the thing that I think a lot of us were a little bit frustrated with in the last couple of seasons, and not, I don't blame David Quinn for this. I don't blame Mike Greer for this. I don't blame anyone specifically for this, but the idea was that you would hope the Sharks would show more of a linear type of improvement from 1 month to the next over the course of the season. And due to injuries, due to the roster being torn down, due to a number of factors like, you know, your captain Logan Couture missing, you know, pretty much the entirety, all but six of the games last year, in which the Sharks did go 4-1-1, there were numerous factors why you couldn't see that linear improvement. But I think more to the fact, it's like this year you don't want to see the huge blowout losses happen as consistently. You just don't want to see those games where the Sharks get blown off the ice. And I know that is a low bar to clear, but when you're coming off a season in which there were 19 wins in total, well, I hate to break it to you guys, that's a low bar to clear. And so seeing improvement upon that is priority number one, and that is the blowout losses, the nights where the team just doesn't have it. You want to be more competitive night in, night out, week after week, month after month. That would be the idea of the linear progression that we are hoping to see. And if you look at the roster right now, the Sharks are in a better place. Obviously, the cap situation is in a much better place. Obviously, they are being populated with new and fresh talent. You have guys, veterans, proven players in this league, like a Tyler Toffoli, who have now, you know, come to this roster and expect to help the Sharks take the next step. And that next step is just being a better overall team night in, night out. There was nothing more jarring at the relative start of last year than the Sharks losing 10-1 and 10-2 in consecutive games. That was not something that I was expecting, and I think at that moment, everybody realized what they were in for over the course of the season. I do not expect that to happen this year. Now, there could be one 10-goal game in which you give up double-digit goals. That's possible. I think back-to-back, that is something that I am not expecting to hear this year or see or, you know, have happen, however you want to classify it. And I think that would be a step to improvement, a step towards being just that better team night in, night out. All right, I want to get into some of the post-game reaction from last night's game. Let's start with the head coach, Ryan Orsovsky. He was asked about the start of the game and what he thought he was seeing in that first period.
Yeah, I thought there was times in the game in the first we were just, you know, competing. We were doing the right things that we've been talking about. And then, you know, we didn't do it for two shifts. So we're just kind of an up and down game of where we want to be as an identity of a hockey club.
To that end, at this point in time, the identity, the play, the up and down nature, that is all to be expected. This is not a complete product in any way, shape, or form. It is very much a work in progress. But if Warsawski is able to identify the things that he likes and sees some aspects of what he is trying to put in place, that is what you build upon. You don't focus upon the fact that it's not perfect in the here and now. You focus on what was done well. You also bring up what was not done well, where for a shift or two or three, you didn't see what you wanted to see. But you look at the good, you look at the bad, you figure out how to amplify the good, you figure out how to make a reduction of what you saw that you didn't like, and that builds the team to a place where they can go forward and be more consistent. For me, watching the first game of the Sharks preseason, again, I saw a team that does not really know each other that well, a team that is learning, but a team that has ability. Not wasting any time, Warsawski was asked about Macklin Celebrini.
Yeah, he was good. He did some really good things, obviously, with the puck. Some things he needs to work on defensively without the puck, and the game is the speed of the game for him. But obviously, he scores a big goal, gets us some momentum, and he did some really good things offensively, for sure.
One of the things that struck me was how, not that Warsawski was downplaying it, but he just didn't seem like he was surprised. He was not overly effusive. He was not overly critical. He was not overly complimentary. And I think we're going to see a lot of that with these young guys early on from the coaching staff, from the GMs. It's going to be, I think, a little bit more muted because, A, I think there is a level of expectation of, yes, we drafted these guys because we saw their talent ability and saw that they were capable of great things. But I think that you don't want to overinflate anyone's egos. You want to have these younger players constantly in a prove-it mode. Not that they need to be on unsteady ground or anything like that, but yeah, you're not going to get the same type of effusive energy that you got when, you know, we saw Erik Karlsson having incredible nights and we would hear, you know, the general manager or the head coach or his teammates, you know, just gushing with praise because that's Erik Karlsson. That's a guy who's headed to the Hall of Fame. Or, you know, we go back before, we talk about Jumbo or we talk about Pavelski or we talk about Marlowe, Burns, et cetera, et cetera. Where you would get more of that effusive praise. That's because they had earned it. We had a relative level of expectation about it, and it was a consistent factor where we were saying, yeah, you expect it from guys like this, but even when they blow you out of the water, it's still fun to watch. There's a reason these guys were stars in the NHL, or are stars in the NHL, I should say, is Burns is still playing, but that is not something you need to be pumping the young players that are still in that developmental prove-it stage. You want them to feel like they have to show night in, night out that it's not fluky, that all the praise isn't there at once. They need to be able to see that their coach is liking what they see and just keep on going from there. So again, if Ryan Warsawski does not sound like he is blown away by Macklin Celebrini, A, I don't think he is because he expected this, and B, I think that he's not going to be overly complimentary until Macklin has proved it for a while. Now, this was something that was asked to Ryan Warsawski of whether or not he could feel the energy in the building. And when Macklin does things like score a goal, put a great pass on for an assist with Tyler Toffoli, if Ryan Warsawski could tell that energized the building.
Yeah, I think you feel the energy in the building, right? The fans are getting excited. He obviously scores a big goal in the power play, and that's what he's, you know, you've seen that goal quite a bit and back at, you know, in college and at BU. So, for sure, those are game-breaking moments, and those are, you know, if you want to be a really, really good player, superstar playing this league, those guys do those things. You look across the NHL, there's those types of players, and, you know, I think he's on his way to being one of those guys, but obviously he has some things to work on.
I mean, we all see the talent. It is undeniable when we saw Macklin Celebrini make those plays. Like Warso said, he's got some things to work on. He has things in his game that he needs to improve. Not a complete product by any way, shape, or form, but hard not to see what exactly he can bring to the table. Let's hear from Macklin himself after that game.
Yeah, I mean, right when he stepped on the ice, skating in the building for the first time, it was really cool. I mean, it was pretty loud in there, but yeah, no, I really enjoyed that.
What has always impressed me about Macklin is how unfazed he seems by all of this. And yes, he grew up with a dad who was a professional athlete and works with professional athletes. He was around the Golden State Warriors during developmental years, and obviously previously with his dad being with other teams in professional sports like the Vancouver Whitecaps. But the idea is that Macklin knows what he's getting into. None of this is a new experience. It's obviously new for him because he hasn't been in this specific position, but he has seen enough of the media and the fans and all these things. Like, he knows what to say. He knows how to respond. He knows how to act, and he doesn't seem overly, you know, pressurized by the situation. I'm sure he is aware of how much expectation there is on him and how much, you know, hope for the future lies specifically in him for this Sharks fan base and franchise, but he just seems to be taking it in stride. I give him a lot of credit for that. Not once has it seemed like the moment was too big for him. There was one moment in the post-game interview, though, where you could tell that he was pretty stoked about what he was getting into, and that's when he was asked about the fans in the building and playing at SAP Center.
Yeah, it was amazing. I mean, it wasn't sold out, but I mean, it was definitely loud, and you could hear the fans that were in the building, so that was cool to hear.
And that's the type of thing. This is the realization of a dream for him, and it happens to be with the quote-unquote hometown club, the San Jose Sharks, but he's played in front of some big crowds and some good crowds before, but I'm sure there was that relative aspect of, you know, the dream becoming reality of skating out of the Sharks' head, of being in front of those fans and thinking like, wow, this place isn't sold out and it's still loud in here. These fans are making their presence known. I'm sure that was a cool moment for him. And again, this is not him going in and wide-eyed and being overwhelmed by the moment or anything for that, but it was probably a cool realization for him because he had, you know, been in the crowd for games. He had been, you know, aware of what it was like to be around those pros, but now he is the pro and he's getting a taste of it. So I thought that was a cool reaction from him. Let's hear from Tyler Toffoli, who, by the way, you know, watching him conduct himself in the post-game interview throughout training camp, this is a pro's pro. This is such a good get for Mike Greer and the San Jose Sharks. This guy is a character dude. He understands what it means to represent a franchise. Every interaction I have with this guy, you just see exactly why he was brought into San Jose. He was asked about maybe a little bit of unevenness from the Sharks at the start and what he saw.
I think the first two periods we didn't play, you know, fast enough. We didn't kill enough plays. I think it's one of those things we were talking about early in camp of trying to kill plays and move the puck quick. And I think, you know, the third period we did a really good job of that and played a lot more desperate and got some really good opportunities.
He was then asked if that was a little camp rust.
It's a little bit of everything. I mean, a couple of the guys played in the rookie games, but the first time that we're all playing together and relatively new system, and it was just one of those things of everyone trying to get their feet moving, and like I said, in the third period, I thought we did a good job of that.
He's been through it before. He knows what preseason is supposed to represent. Guys are rusty. Guys are getting back to their complete game shape. Guys are learning a new system. Guys are learning a new team. They are learning everything, and it is not supposed to be completed in any way, shape, or form. But for him also to go out there and score a goal and, you know, hook up with Macklin Celebrini and look like that's a relationship to potentially build upon, that's pretty exciting to me. These are guys that you are expecting to perform and produce, and Tyler Toffoli comes in and he performs and he produces in his first action in a somewhat competitive game as a member of the San Jose Sharks. And I say somewhat competitive because it's preseason. I know the guys are battling, but still, it's not the same as a regular season game. Luca Cagnoni weighed in on the difference in that NHL preseason game versus playing at some of the other levels he's competed.
Yeah, it's like another notch, you know, it's kind of like jumping from juniors to the American League and stuff like that. It's just like another speed notch you got to get used to, more physical. Yeah, kind of like all those aspects.
I will say that in the profile that Mike Greer has been bringing in beyond some bigger guys, some bigger bodies, you'll just see that all these young guys, they have a very calm, chill demeanor. They are, again, very mature for their age. They are ready. They are competitive. And that seems to be very much the identity that Mike Greer has brought into the San Jose Sharks with these young players. Remember, you can get this show and all other San Jose Sharks Audio Network content on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network On Demand podcast. You can still subscribe to individual podcasts, but you can get it all on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network On Demand podcast. Coming up next, Dan Ruzanowski and Jamal Mayers have the call as the Sharks play host to the Anaheim Ducks in preseason game number 2. For the San Jose Sharks, I'm Ted Ramey, signing off.
This podcast can be found on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app. All music by Yogi Yen.